With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
You don't have the right to tell everyone's children what they can read.
That's Judy Bloom speaking to the self-appointed guardians of the nation's morals who have put Bloom's books for young people on the censorship list. Bloom says most of her detractors are members of the religious right.
When you're talking about removing books from school libraries, books like Blubber, which is about fifth graders, a book like Dini, which is about a 12-year-old girl, anything that has to do with sexuality or that has a couple of four-letter words in it, and I mean a couple, that seems to be the book that has the problem.
But Judy Bloom is hoping that her critics will read the letters from children contained in her nonfiction book, Letters to Judy, What Your Kids Wish They Could Tell You.
If they read the children's letters and they are somehow made more aware of what is on their kids' minds and how desperate these kids are to be able to talk to their parents about personal subjects, and that's not just sex, I mean that's life, that's love and death and feelings and questions, I think they'll be less afraid.
Ultimately, Bloom says, those who try to hide the facts of life from their children will fail.
Really, there is no way that any parent can control a child's mind. So you may not want your children to think about certain things, but you can control what they're going to think about.
Judy Bloom's Letters to Judy, What Your Children Wish They Could Tell You, was published by Putnam. It includes just some of the 2,000 letters she receives each month and reflects the thoughts and concerns and fears of young people in today's world. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Judy Bloom.
Most people only write to me once. Even when I write back, they're satisfied somehow to know that there was somebody there reading their letter and caring enough to write back.
Judy Bloom receives some 2,000 letters a month, mostly from the young people who read her books, stories that deal directly with the real problems in their lives, sexuality, death, divorce. Many of the letters she has received are contained in Bloom's book, Letters to Judy, What Your Kids Wish They Could Tell You. Bloom admits she cannot answer all of her mail.
Every child who writes gets a brochure back, mm-hmm. which I know is disappointing to many of them. But all of the letters that come from deep inside, the kinds of letters in this book, I do answer.
Judy Bloom reacts emotionally to many of the troubled young people who write to her, but she rarely gives specific advice.
My response to the kids is very rarely specific. I try to be supportive. I try to be encouraging. I always encourage them to try to talk to their parents first.
Judy Bloom has never met any of the young people who have written her.
There is one young woman that I've written to for 7 years. She is my longest correspondence. And she's now in college. We both feel that we want to meet now, and it's okay to meet.
Letters to Judy, which was published by Putnam, is a product of a fund Judy Bloom has created, the Kids Fund, which was established to help young people meet the challenges in their lives.
My royalties from this book will go to the Kids Fund directly, and that will fund the new programs. My way of giving back to the kids a little bit of what they've given to me.
Judy Bloom, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.